these days. The Navajo people that worked in the Brees Lumber Company, the white people used to make ties there. The railroad was still going eastward. That was quite a long time since I remember all these things. I was a very young boy then. I used to work on the railroad, help on the work on the railroad in Brees Lumber Company. I used to carry water for the laborers. And then finally, my father was one of the section gang bosses on the railroad in these years. So I helped it on the railroad job too. These days ties were different. Ties were not oiled. They were just being trimmed off and then was laid under the rail. It don't last long. Sometimes they last about at least 4 to 5 years. And then people used to keep, the railroad people used to keep changing them every 5 years. Throw the bad ones out and put new ones in. And then finally, it didn't take too long. They replaced oiled ties, which the people had changed. The old ties, track by track, all the way to the east, right alongside, there was another rail going along. And some of these old folks used to work on section gangs. And they've been hauling loads of ties from the Brees Lumber Company. They used to be hauled out day and night. They've been doing this for 4 or 5 years. And finally they went and put oiled ties all the way through Gallup and then on to the west into California. And then they took this other track all the way into California. About something like 4 or 6 years later, we saw two trains, one going to the east and one going to the west. All this time, I remember all these things. There used to be just only three houses at Theroux, New Mexico. One big store was standing alongside the railroad. And these station house too, and another store. It was a Mexican store too. That was married to the Navajo woman that ran the post office there. I remember the time when they used to have chicken pull on 4th of July. There was no fences being fine. Never did thought of anything, how we was going to be about another 50 or 60 years. So for all this year I had been with my grandmother herding sheep. People had what they called score dance here and there all over the reservation. And there was a few score dance going on every year. There were a lot of other different jobs that was going on. At Crown Point, people were helping building the school, the boarding school at Crown Point, with a man named by Mr. F.F. Stacker. Mr. F.F. Stacker was a short, heavy set fellow. He was a very kind man. During his days, Mr. S. F. Stacker used to ride a horse around with some of his heifers, and then in these days, the Navajos were not allowed to their land. And then finally, in 1908, he had to hire somebody to help the surveyor survey the land and give the Indians their rights for their deeds of land. Everywhere where they find the Indian living, they give them allotted land, which was a very good thing to do. During this time, the Navajo had all rights of their lands. They have mineral rights. Oil rights, coal, whatever they find in their land, it was their own. This is the way Woodrow Wilson had described. So all this time, Mr. Stecker had surveyed the land with some Indian people. And then there was what they call a checkerboard area. Today it is still known as a checkerboard area. So the Indian has a right on what land he's got. And during the oil leases, the Indian had all rights through in their land. So wherever they find oil, the Indian had to be paid for their oil. Later on, they had found some uranium around close to the Indian land. And then they had some leaser, uranium leaser, went around and leased quite a few lands, and the Indian got their money out of their leases. So that was a good thing. Everything that is found in their land, it belongs to them. This was the way everything ran throughout the Navajo territory. And I was about something around 19 years of age then, when I was leased. I mean, when I had a lot of land. It was a very good thing that was done throughout the outside reservation. Today, the Navajo people are very well pleased about their land. How the government treat them in the year of their time. I used to remember the time when we Navajo people used to get about 50 cents a day, and we thought that was pretty good money. The people of these days some of them, finally the wages went up $1 a day. And then that time we thought